a skeleton in perfectly restored armor. "It's marvelous, Bo. How did you do it? Wired the joints together? See the forehead, Jewel? I'm not up on domination heraldry, but wouldn't a ruby mean somebody important? A king. That would be the skull of King Broke. His bones, too, and armor. You're rich, Bo. I'll just take a commission on this one. A wedding present to the family. You took me serious when I said come up with something good. The Monitor confiscated the best. We had shapeshifter's armor. Tokar had brought helpers this trip, a pair of hulking gorilla teamsters. They were carrying antiques to wagons outside. Their back and forth made Bowman's nervous. Really? Damn, I'd give my left arm for that. Bowman spread his hands apologetically. What could I do? Besand keeps me on a short leash. Anyway, you know my policy. I'm stretching it to deal with a future daughter-in-law's brother. How's that? Stuck my foot in it now, Bowman's thought. He plowed ahead. Besand has heard you're a resurrectionist. Stance and I are getting a hard time. Now that's sick. I'm sorry, Bo. Resurrectionist. I shot my mouth off once, years ago, and said even the Dominator would be better for Orr than our clown mayor. One stupid remark. They never let you forget. It's not enough that they hounded my father into an early grave. Now they have to torment me and my friends. Bowman's had no idea what Tokar was talking about. He would have to ask Stance. But it reassured him, which was all he really wanted. Tokar, keep the profits from this lot, for Stance and Glory, as my wedding present. Have they set a date? Nothing definite. After his sabbatical and thesis. Come winter, I guess. Thinking about coming down? Thinking about moving back to Orr. I don't have enough fight left to break in a new monitor. Tokar chuckled. Probably won't be much call for domination artifacts after this summer, anyway. I'll see if I can find you a place. You do work like the king here. You won't have trouble making a living. You really like it. I was thinking about doing his horse, too. Bowman's felt a surge of pride in his craftsmanship. Horse? Really? They buried his horse with him? Armor and all. I don't know who put the Tel'Kuri in the ground, but they didn't loot. We've got a whole box of coins and jewelry and badges. Domination coinage? That's hotter than hot. Most of it was melted down. A domination coin in good shape can bring 50 times its metal value. Leave King Huzis here. I'll put his horse together for him, pick him up next trip. I won't be long, either. I'll unload and zip right back. Where's Stance, anyway? I wanted to say hello. Tokar waved one of those leather wallets. Glory? Glory. She ought to write romances. Going to break me buying paper. He's out to the dig. Let's go. Jasmine, I'm taking Tokar out to the dig. During the walk, Bowman's kept glancing over his shoulder. The comet was now so bright it could be seen, barely, by day. Going to be one hell of a sight when it peeks out, he predicted. I expect so. Tokar's smile made Bowman's nervous. I'm imagining, he told himself. Stancil used his back to open the shop door. He dumped a load of weapons. We're getting mined out, Pop. Pretty much all common junk